Massive night on Friday night for the Hawks. You'll hear it all here on AFL Nation from 6 o'clock. And their champion full forward, Tom Hawkins, has been good enough to join us. Tommy, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You've had a bit of a chance to go away and have a chat about the first week of the finals. Was it the start? Was that the frustrating takeaway, I guess, from your point of view, the way that you started the game?
Yeah, I think ultimately it was the way that we started the game. We played well through patches of the second, third and parts of the fourth where we got ourselves back into within striking distance. But unfortunately, as you've seen in the first week of finals, you just can't afford to get too far back. And unfortunately, we got too far back and couldn't quite run over the top of Collingwood. They're obviously, they played really well. But yeah, ultimately our start probably cost us.
Hey, Tom, good morning to you. The preparation for this weekend's game probably started on last Friday night. Joel Selwood, your captain, got you all together in the rooms. What was it that he focused on at that time?
Just the opportunity, Tim. The opportunity that we've earned throughout the year to get a second chance and just to be able to play with freedom and have a swing at our next challenge that lay in front of us. At the time, we knew it was West Coast. So that's probably been our message this week, is just to be able to embrace it, but also try and relish the opportunity that we've got to play in a final and have a big swing. And they've obviously been playing some pretty good footy of late, certainly against Essendon. I thought they were particularly good. So we're going to have our work cut out, but yeah, I reckon it'll be a great game, but it's also a really good challenge for us as a playing group because, you know, we win, we live to fight another day, we lose, we're on holiday. So that's basically, and season's over for us. So it's basically where it's at.
Hey, Tom, you know when you say you take another swing, is that about keeping the group and the team loose and, you know, not worrying about the outcome of this game and not listening to all the naysayers out there who continue to talk about, you know, Geelong's poor record in finals and all that sort of stuff. Is that what you're talking about there?
Yeah, to a point. It's just about being bold and brave, probably, with decisions that we make out on the ground. So that's, you know, when we've got the footy and, you know, when we're in defence, when we're starting the game, is just being able to start with that freedom. I think we probably, although Collingwood, you absolutely need to give credit to them because, that, as I said before, they played really well. But we probably were a bit hesitant with maybe the way that we ran through our running patterns through the ground and the way we moved the ball. So it's probably just a bit more about having the license and the freedom just to be able to make the decisions that we need to make and that we've worked on all year with the freedom and the clear mind that we hopefully we'll take into tomorrow night's clash.
Tom Hawkins joining us ahead of Friday night's game against the Eagles at the MCG. Tom, just from a player's point of view, there's been a lot of discussion this week about the difference in dimensions of GMHBA versus the MCG. Just talk us through it from your point of view and a player's point of view. Is it that much of a difference?
Oh, look, it's probably not really that much of a difference. I mean, we're just so used to the stadium down in Geelong that because we train there, we're on deck sort of 4 or 5 days a week. So we're just so used to the dimensions of that. But I suppose it's bigger than just the ground. When you walk out onto the MCG, we all know that, well, for those that have been there, it's almost Coliseum-like. So that gives the impression that it's bigger again. So we do work out at our alternate training venue, which is out at Deakin in Moore Ponds, and that's the same dimensions as the MCG. So we feel really comfortable when we go out and play at the G. We've had a really good record there this year. We didn't perform there well last week, and I feel like as a player and as a playing group, we did confront the fact that we didn't play well and that we need to play better. So in terms of how the playing group feels, we're not afraid of playing on the MCG. We we absolutely relish the opportunity to.
We're talking to Tom Hawkins, the Cats All-Australian full forward. Tom McGovern, anytime you play against the West Coast Eagles, he's got to be part of the planning. How do you take him out of the equation? How do you stop him from that intercepting marking? As a forward, is he one of the more frustrating defenders to have opposed to you as a unit, as a forward unit?
Yeah, absolutely. We respect Jeremy and how good a player he is because, you know, I must admit I love watching him play because he backs his ability and he's got terrific hands in a marking contest, certainly in a contested situation. So we'll have our hands full with him. Whether that's probably Sav or me, we'll have a decent enough role for the night where, yes, we'll try and get the footy, but we'll also try and negate his impact on the game because when he and guys like Shannon Hearn, Lewis Jetter, and you can name them all, to be honest, Brad Shepherd, the lot of them, when they have the game on their term, they're a really, really good defensive unit. So, and they springboard their attack as we saw against Essendon. So it probably starts with us and being able to be strong in a contest and bring the ball to ground, if not try and mark it ourselves. So a huge challenge for our group, one that we did really well early on in the year when we played them. Obviously, a lot of time has passed, but we'll draw on our experience from that. Look forward to a pretty challenging contest.
Field position is so important, particularly in finals footy. You didn't play Reece Stanley last week, and I know that the coaching staff don't believe that was the reason why you didn't win against Collingwood last weekend. I mean, all that discussion has taken place. Do you think Reece will play this weekend?
I'm not 100% sure of the makeup of the team. Look, we'll find that out when we get in there this morning. But I have a suspicion that he probably will. But I don't know that for sure. But I think there was a lot of talk about what happened last week. And to be fair, I think the balance of the side was, in the end, the decision that the coaching staff went with. And I think our coaching staff have been under some pressure, which, as a playing group, we've unfortunately put them under. We knew our plan last week; it was really clear, and we just didn't execute it as a playing group. And you know, I personally was a big part of that. I was poor on Friday night. So, as I said before, we're not running away from the fact that we played poor, and we need to be better. We've got another opportunity, and that's how we're attacking the week. So we just need to be better as players in executing what the coaches have put forward to us.
Hey, Tommy, you'd be more aware than anybody about the pressure and, you know, the fact that, you know, you haven't kicked a goal since round 21. Does that start to affect you in any way? I mean, I know the game's more about, you know, for forwards than just kicking goals, but as a key forward, does that start to worry you?
Oh, not really, Tim. Unfortunately, I've sort of found, if you get too caught up in with your mindset of what you're sort of not doing well, it can distract you a little bit. So I'm aware that I'm not playing my best footy, and I'm aware there's things that I'm not doing that when I'm at my best, I'm really helping the team. And yes, it is kicking goals to a degree, but it's also but having a stronger presence and impacting the contest more than what I have been. So that's probably my challenge personally this week is to have more of an influence and a bit more of a presence that I probably haven't had the last, two or three weeks. So, I'm well aware that I'm not playing my best footy and I really want to help this team or my teammates as much as I can. So, it's just about trying to reinforce what I do well and train that during the week and I'm really confident that that's going to come out in the game.
Tom, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Tom.